Unit 55, Recent Activities.
Speaking and listening.
Introduction.
Angela?
Yes?
Have you heard the news?
What news?
I've just heard it on the radio. A British rocket is going to travel to the sun.
A British rocket is going to travel to the sun?
Yes. I heard it on the radio a few moments ago. They interviewed the captain. Yes. Well, the captain... or the commander. Well, anyway, the interviewer said, good luck with the trip, but won't it be very dangerous? And the captain, or the commander, said, no, it won't be dangerous at all.
We're going at night.
Because we're going at night. Yes. You've heard it before.
Yes. Not long ago, actually. I think it was yesterday afternoon.
Who told you?
You did.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry.
That's okay. It's quite a good joke.
Yes. Yes, it's the best joke I've heard recently. Because we're going at night.
Did you want to speak to me about something?
Hmm? Oh, yes.
What was it?
I've forgotten. What was it? I was thinking about it a few minutes ago.
Was it important?
I can't remember. I think so. Oh, never mind. It'll come back to me. And when it comes back to me, I'll come back and tell you.
Fine.
I'll come back later. Because we're going at night. That's very funny.
Recently.
Listen.
I've been thinking.
What about?
Well, I've been feeling very tired recently.
Yes, I know. I haven't been feeling very well myself. I think we've been working too hard.
Yes. We need a break.
A break?
Yes. A holiday. Just for a few days.
Good idea.
So, I've been thinking, would you like to go to the mountains for a few days?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay. You can go to the mountains, and I'll go to the seaside.
What?
Joke. I'm joking.
Oh.
We'll have a few days in the mountains.
Lovely. Let's go tomorrow.
Okay.
Listen and answer yes or no.
Have you been working too hard recently? Have you been feeling tired recently? Have you been feeling ill recently? Have you been feeling well recently?
All morning.
Listen.
Is that the police station?
Yes, sir.
Outside, in the street.
Yes, sir.
There's a man sitting in a car.
Yes.
He's been sitting there all morning.
Sitting there all morning?
Yes. He's been sitting there all morning.
Well, that's not illegal, sir. Has he been doing anything else?
He's been reading a newspaper.
Let me get this right, sir. There's a man sitting in a car in the street outside your house.
Yes.
He's been sitting in his car, and he's been reading a newspaper.
Yes.
And he's still sitting in his car, and he's still reading his newspaper.
Yes, he's been watching the house.
from behind the newspaper.
Yes, I think he's a burglar.
Listen and repeat.
He's been sitting in his car. He's been reading a newspaper. He's been watching the house.
How long?
Listen.
I think he's a burglar.
You said all morning, sir. How long is that exactly?
Sorry?
How long has he been sitting in the car?
How long? Since 11:15.
He's been sitting there since 11:15.
That's right.
And the time now is 11:22.
Yes.
So he's been sitting there for 7 minutes.
Yes.
Sir, when you said all morning, you were exaggerating a little.
Well, perhaps just a little. If he's still there at 11:30, shall I call you again? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Listen and repeat.
He's been sitting there since 11:15.
He's been sitting there for 7 minutes.
Listen.
Hello, George.
Hello, Frank.
You're looking very happy.
I'm feeling very happy. I've just finished my book.
Have you been writing a book?
Yes.
What is it? A novel?
Yes, it's a novel.
How long have you been working on it?
20 years.
20 years?
Yes, I've been working on it for 20 years. And now I've finished it.
Oh, that's marvellous. What's it about?
It's about a great white whale meeting a little girl in a strange underground world.
Fascinating. What's it called?
Moby Dick's Adventures in Wonderland.
Hmm.
You don't know any publishers, do you?
Well...
Every day for 2 weeks.
Listen.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, George. I've been looking for you.
Really?
Yes, I've been phoning you every day for 2 weeks. Where have you been?
I've been visiting publishers. I've been showing them my novel.
Have you had any luck?
No, not yet.
Well, that's why I've been looking for you.
What do you mean?
Look, try this man.
Is he a publisher?
Yes. He publishes really strange books, so I thought.
My book isn't strange.
Well, it's got a strange title. What was it? Alice's Adventures on Treasure Island or something?
Moby Dick's Adventures in Wonderland.
Oh, yes. Anyway, phone him. I can't stop. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, thanks.
Song.
Since I Met You. accents of English.
This speaker is from New Zealand. Listen.
I didn't feel isolated there at all, but I'd heard so much about all the different places I just wanted to see for myself. It's quite a sort of big decision to make to come all this way across the world, but, you know, I really wanted to do it. My friends were all here and they're telling me how different it was, and I think you sort of have to travel so you know what you're missing out on. But as a place to live, I'd always want to go home and settle down in New Zealand. I wouldn't want to, you know, settle in any other country I've visited, because I just like New Zealand too much. You know, the way of life is so easy there, and it's so different from here. But I don't think it's isolated. It's a long way from other countries, which I think makes it seem very isolated, but then you can just get on the plane and in a couple of hours you're in Australia or something like that. But then from Europe it's a very long way away. So once you're here, you sort of want to, you know, grab all the chances you can get to go and see what you can of Europe, because it's sort of like a once-in-a-lifetime trip. You don't know if you'll come all this way again.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Are you okay, Anna?
Me? Yes.
Forgive me for saying this, but you look tired.
Oh, I am a little tired. I haven't been sleeping very well recently. I've been waking up in the middle of the night. But I'm fine.
Well, take it easy. Don't work too hard.
I won't. Are you here on holiday?
Yes.
When did you arrive?
Well, we've been here for 6 days. We arrived on Saturday.
Oh, I haven't seen you before.
No, we've been getting up quite late. We haven't had breakfast in the hotel once.
Are you having a good time?
Oh, yes. We've been seeing the sights, you know.
Are you with a group?
No.
So we don't have a friendly travel courier like you.
Is this your first visit to Sweden?
Yes. We were in Europe last year, and we decided to have our next vacation in Scandinavia. We've been looking forward to it all year.
Sweden's a beautiful country, isn't it?
Yes.
Have you been here before?
No, this is my first visit too.
I'm sure you've visited lots of other countries.
Quite a lot, yes. I've been checking in and out of hotels and getting on and off planes for years.
Oh. It must be an interesting job.
Yes, yes it is. I'm very lucky. Oh, look at the time. I have to go.
Okay, don't keep your group waiting. They think you're marvelous.
Well, nice talking to you, Anna.
Listen, if you're free this evening, let's have dinner.
Yes, that would be very nice.
On one condition.
Oh, what's that?
We don't talk about Sylvester Stallone's movies.
Oh. Fine. See you later.
Bye now.
And take it easy.
I will.